This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the energy of North Dakota. Do you know North Dakota has been an oil and gas producing state since 1951? But technology, particularly horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, more recently have unlocked the potential of the Bakken and the Three Forks formations. So North Dakota is a top oil producer for the entire nation now. And if you look at imports to the U.S., way down. Way down. 465 million barrels of oil, about 861 billion cubic feet of gas produced in 2018 alone, just last year. Phenomenal. Averages about 1.2 million a day. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Welcome, everybody, to the program we call What's on Your Mind. What is on your mind today? Do you find yourself asking the question, why? Why did this happen? What am I talking about? Well, I would imagine you heard about what happened in El Paso, Texas. I was there a week ago. So I'm like, El Paso, what's going on? Walmart? You kidding me? And then hours later in Dayton, Ohio. President Donald Trump is about to take to the podium as Vice President Mike Pence with him. We'll bring it to you live on What's on Your Mind to speak about the deadly mass shootings this weekend.
Tragedy. Here's the president.
Good morning. My fellow Americans, this morning, our nation is overcome with shock, horror, and sorrow. This weekend, more than 80 people were killed or wounded in two evil attacks. On Saturday morning in El Paso, Texas, a wicked man went to a Walmart store where families were shopping with their loved ones. He shot and murdered 20 people and injured 26 others, including precious little children. Then, in the early hours of Sunday morning, Dayton, Ohio, another twisted monster opened fire on a crowded downtown street. He murdered 9 people, including his own sister, and injured 27 others. The First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors. We will stand by their side forever. We will never forget. These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer. And we vow to act with urgent resolve. I want to thank the many law enforcement personnel who responded to these atrocities with the extraordinary grace and courage of American heroes. I have spoken with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, as well as Mayor DeMargo of El Paso, Texas, and Mayor Nan Whaley of Dayton, Ohio, to express our profound sadness and unfailing support. Today, we also send the condolences of our nation to President Obrador of Mexico and all the people of Mexico for the loss of their citizens in the El Paso shooting. Terrible, terrible thing. I have also been in close contact with Attorney General Barr and FBI Director Wray. Federal authorities are on the ground, and I have directed them to provide any and all assistance required, whatever is needed. The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need. We must recognize that the Internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the Internet and stop mass murders before they start. The Internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the Internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the two decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion. In that task, we must honor the sacred memory of those we have lost by acting as one people. Open wounds cannot heal if we are divided. We must seek real bipartisan solutions. We have to do that in a bipartisan manner that will truly make America safer and better for all. First, we must do a better job of identifying and acting on early warning signs. I am directing the Department of Justice to work in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as social media companies, to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. As an example, the monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Nobody did anything. Why not? Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Cultural change is hard. But each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague. Last year, we enacted the Stop School Violence and Fix NICS Acts into law, providing grants to improve school safety and strengthening critical background checks for firearm purchases. At my direction, the Department of Justice banned bump stocks. Last year, we prosecuted a record number of firearms offenses. But there is so much more that we have to do.
Donald Trump from the White House today. We'll take a break. You will not miss any of his comments. We'll pick them up when we come back from the break. Also reporting out there from the AP, the president will be traveling to El Paso, Texas, and Dayton on Wednesday to console the families. More after this on What's on Your Mind, breaking news today.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack, some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota, celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On your mind, 20 past the hour, breaking news today. The president is speaking for the first time publicly at length about the shooting, the two mass shootings that happened this weekend. More on that in just a moment. First, a word for our friends at the University of Mary. You know, the boom in energy production in this region has created an incredible economic engine and tremendous opportunities for growth. And that makes this an exciting time for the University of Mary and everyone it serves. Responding to the urgent workforce needs of this boom, the University of Mary has launched a new School of Engineering to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. That's because the University of Mary never stops innovating ways to serve. That service starts with its students and spreads out in all directions to serve the communities, the state, the region, and beyond. With the new School of Engineering, the university is preparing engineering graduates poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Find out more about all that at umary.edu. More of the president's comments today. He's laid out five areas, tenets, proposals to do this. When I say this, to address the deadly shootings, they included reforms on how we surveil on social media, saying many times warnings are there. Two, stopping the glorification of this kind of violence, video games and the like, and glorifying shooters after the fact. Three, reforming mental health areas to better identify people that need help. Obviously, there's red flag laws and other things that are there. Four, he talked about the red flag laws and also judging the risk when someone needs to be, to take extreme measures to stop someone that might be in a position to do this kind of harm. And then lastly, asking the Department of Justice to propose legislation. He also said, I'll listen to all ideas. And I think the most incredible thing that he said, or, you know, this, I say incredible because I think it will defang some of his opponents who love labeling him a racist, which is politically using this kind of carnage, sadly, that we saw this weekend to advance your cause. He said, we can and will stop this evil contagion. He said, racism, hate, white supremacy must be defeated, and we must speak with one voice against it. He took those on head on. Here's more of the president's comments from just a few minutes ago, wrapping up in the diplomatic room of the White House.
Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love. Our future is in our control. America will rise to the challenge. We will always have, and we always will, win. The choice is ours and ours alone. It is not up to mentally ill monsters. It is up to us. If we are able to pass great legislation after all of these years, we will ensure that those who were attacked will not have died in vain. May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo. And may God protect them. May God protect all of those from Texas to Ohio. May God bless the victims and their families. May God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
See if he takes any questions there. Clearly not.
No, he's not going to take any questions, and I wouldn't either, because they would just be talking points from the left and trying to drag him into a battle when he comes off a conversation that says, hey, let's set destructive partisanship aside. Let's try love and unity. You know, the president has a lot of that kind of commentary in his public remarks, and it doesn't get noticed. It doesn't get picked up. Some of that he owns, because you can listen to him one day and say, well, this is not a guy who thinks much of love and unity. But he tries. He definitely tries. And I think, my friend Stephen Moore knows him very well, has helped him with his economic plans. And he says, every politician I've ever worked with, every one of them, they're a complete jerk in private and nice in public. And Trump is sort of the exact opposite. That's what he says about him. You know that he is in private a very kind, nice person, and he's a street fighter when he's out front. But I honestly believe that his heart is such that he truly believes every single word of what he said. This isn't some speechwriter throwing something in a prompter and saying it. Donald Trump wants to find a solution to this. Now, the second somebody says he's responsible because he's racist.
Yeah, you can spin the wheel of blame and it lands on the Trump card every time.
He's going to punch back for that. They're not going to give you a message of love and unity if you're saying he's a racist.
And the comments that they use against him, my personal favorite is, there's good people on both sides. The comment that he made related to the statue being removed in Virginia that caused that awful event down there. Remember where you had a bunch of white supremacists over here who literally were going to battle with people on the other side, and it was just a mess. Now, first of all, why did that happen? If you want to play the blame game in that case, you know what I'd do? I'd start with people who thought they needed to take a statue down. Because now you inflame crazies on one side that are white nationalists, and you have a battle of people on the other side that have used this as a political blunt force instrument, right? So if you want to blame anybody, blame the city council or the park board or whoever decided that statue ought to come down if you're going to play that game. I'd rather not play the game. They made a decision it was going to come down. What the president was saying is there are good people who want that statue to stay up. In other words, Kevin sees it as a piece of history. He doesn't see it as racist. He doesn't see it as, you know, I want to show them the Confederacy was better. He's saying, look, that was our history, so you can't remove history. It's a statue. It has a historical function. Leave it alone.
That is what I say, actually.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's Kevin's position. Now, that is who President Trump is talking about when he says there's good people on both sides. There's people on the other side that think it's hateful and want to take him down. See it as racist. And there's people that say that doesn't serve anything. That's who he was talking about. And these, I'll choose love and unity.
Yeah. And right after we take the statue down, we have a bunch of books we have to burn.
These misguided individuals who seek to gain political advantage over hate, death, and destruction are the evil they claim President Trump to be. Because they're saying things that are not true. They're stirring this up. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And to use that to say, oh, yeah, he said there were good people with hoods on. Good people burning crosses. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But I wonder sometimes, folks, I wonder how many times people take the time to say, well, did he say that there are good people in hoods? The KKK were good people? Do they actually know what happened there? Do they know what he was talking about? People that are politically inclined and up this, you know, follow the news maybe, but I imagine there's a lot of people who are not. Anyway, you heard the president. Now it's your turn to talk. What do you think of his solutions? You tell me. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Why do these happen? And what can we do about it? Call now, 258-0550. Your turn to talk. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump ordering flags to be flown at half-staff after two mass shootings over the weekend. 20 people shot dead and 26 wounded by a gunman who's now in custody after that incident at a mall in El Paso on Saturday. Army Specialist Glenn Oakley is being called a hero for having led a lot of children away from the gunman.
If I had a child and I wasn't around my child at that time, so I just did what I would want another person to do for my children.
Oakley speaking this morning on Fox News. That 21 21-year-old gunman is called a white supremacist, and the feds are calling it an incident of domestic terrorism. Meanwhile, investigators do not yet know the motive for the shootings hours later in the streets of Dayton, Ohio, when a gunman opened fire, killing 9 people before police killed him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In part today by the fine community of Tioga, North Dakota, and all the great things going on. Actually, the Tioga Chamber of Commerce, proud sponsor, What's on Your Mind. And Tioga, they want you to know, is an active community that offers great activities for families, Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, great downtown on Main Street, brand new community center, new library, indoor play area, and the skating rink outside is my favorite. We have to wait a little while before we use that. But average yearly household income right now in Tioga is $73,000. Supports about 140 area businesses. New business, new industry coming all the time. Plenty of active community groups that support business as well. Great education, great technologies, drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities, preparing students for the successful future into the 21st century. Check them out in Tioga and experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. Here's a comment on the activities, I guess the story of the weekend and a perspective. Listen to this.
In all the old West, there was never a time when somebody came into a bar and shot 20 people. Never happened. You know why? Because everybody had a gun on their hip. Everybody carried a gun. If we in the United States started carrying guns openly, it would be a much more polite place. It would be a much more civilized place. And no idiot would come into a Walmart and start shooting people up.
Very good point. A different time it is. How many guns are in America? How many actual guns exist in America?
Oh, yeah.
Todd, you come up with a figure, and Kevin, you come up with a figure, and you tell me that in a little bit. Then I'll come back to that. Some texters here. You can text me, by the way, at 701-367-2054, 701-226-8503 for Todd. Todd, how do you think the president did there? We took his entire speech on this. Give him a grade. How'd he do?
I'm sure somebody's going to hammer him on the, Toledo thing. It was Dayton, not Toledo, but those Ohio towns are all kind of a blur. As a guy who used to live in Ohio. Apart from that little aspect, thought he did fantastic. You know, I love the fact that he's owning the position of being critical of the white supremacists, because it's been tried to flip around. They've tried to flip it around as he is one. No, he's not. He's never been. We all know that. Anybody sane knows that. So he's, now that he's owned the position of being critical of white supremacists, you can't flip that around on him. He's a white supremacist. Well, you can't say that, because listen to what he just said. So.
Yeah, I thought he did a very good job of being a blunt force instrument against his critics there. I did.
Yeah.
What do you think, folks? Let me know at 800-228-0550. Here's a text here. Any politician pushing red flag laws should immediately be thrown out of office. I've stood by Trump through everything, but if he's going to turn into a gun grabber, I'm out. Now, he used some language when he talked about that. that led me to believe that...
is he trying to do the critics, or does he really want to grab the guns?
No, I've been on the radio talking about Second Amendment issues since 1986, okay? And always 100% firmly in support. But I don't have the position that if somebody is mentally disturbed, we know that they're a threat to themselves or someone else, okay? They're having mental health issues to that degree that they should have a gun. I don't believe that. Now, I assume what this listener is concerned about is that kind of position be used to take them away from people that shouldn't have them taken away. I don't get the sense, and I don't remember what it was, but the president said something that led me to believe that he isn't just, you know, willy-nilly, yeah, you got a mental health problem there, let's go. I mean, it's got to be a loved one, it's got to be law enforcement, it's got to be, you know, some rules, some guidelines there. And those are the details that you drill down on. But I don't think red flag laws automatically say, I'm not voting for you ever.
A quick search to your question, Scotty.
Yeah.
United States has approximately 270 million guns. It's 120.5 per 100 people. And the rounds sold in the United States anywhere from 8 to 15 billion a year.
Todd, are you going to challenge that number, or are you going to go with that number?
No, I'll go with that number, but hey, I got a thought here. We tried grabbing all the alcohol once upon a time, and how did that work out? Do you honestly think we could ever get all the guns?
No. But here's my point. I have a different point on this. So there are how many people in the United States? Roughly 300 million people in the United States, right? And you just told me there's 200 million guns.
270 million, yep.
270 million?
270 million okay. Guns, yes.
All right, so darn near the same amount of people that there are guns, okay? Now, if we truly had a gun problem in the United States...
You'd know it.
You would know it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are enough guns to do... Well, I mean, look, we all have one, so we can shoot the other guy and be done. Wipe out humanity.
I responded earlier. I said, if it was the gun's fault, me and my family and everyone and my friends that I know, we would all be dead.
So this goes back to what the guy's saying where, hey, do you think in the Wild West anybody shot up 20 people? No, because everybody had a gun on their hip. More guns means less crime. More gun means less crime. The gun is not the problem. The person pulling the trigger is the problem. Right?
I saw a meme of the spoon manufacturers for what they did to me.
I wondered how long it was.
I saw a meme over the weekend. It talked about rape. And do you blame the short skirt and the hot girl and the flirty behavior? Or do you blame the rapist? You know, I mean.
Well, some blame both. Super, but I mean, they shouldn't. But I mean, this is not complicated. We've succumbed to a lot of lefty happy talk, is what it is. Just a lot of lefty happy talk, ladies and gentlemen. And history is rife with examples of how disarming societies means the end of a society. That's what's used for nefarious. That's what you ought to accuse anybody who thinks just taking guns is the answer. But I don't think red flag laws go there. Maybe our next caller here can argue with me on that. Are red flag laws used responsibly? In other words, someone that is mentally disturbed would not be able to purchase a gun or have a gun removed from them a bad idea, Jamie?
Yeah, I think red flag laws are a terrible idea, especially when you put it together with what he was saying about, racists and anti-immigrants. And so let's say you have red flag laws now, and I'm on Facebook, and you'll find a lot of anti-illegal alien stuff on my Facebook page. So some leftist turd comes on there, and then he thinks that I own guns because I got a gun on my Facebook profile picture.
But you're not mentally disturbed. You're not mentally disturbed.
Hey, that's my point. If you want to do something with Facebook or something, and then, okay, this guy's putting anti-illegal alien stuff. He's got guns. I think he's a nut. They call in. Here comes a red flag police.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's ridiculous.
That's what's going to happen. I guarantee you. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen, Scott. There is no way I will ever support any red flag law. Ever. There's no way. And as far as that thing with the statue, too, there in Virginia or whatever, you know what? That was actually, there was normal people going there to protest the statue coming down, but these white supremacists showed up. So it wasn't just the white supremacists doing that. When Trump said that, that's who he was talking about.
I know.
Talking about the whites.
But he's been a white nationalist from that moment forward to the majority of the.
I'm white. I'm white. I'm a nationalist. I love America. That's first for me. So you know, I'm a right winger. But all them guys, I'm a nut and I'm a racist. You know, and I'm anti-immigrant to all them guys. So
how did you think? Did you hear the president? Did you hear the president?
Yeah, I did. I was getting mad when he was talking about the red flag laws and stuff. But you know, I mean.
Okay, but here, let me use it this way, Jamie. Let's use and he brought this up as an example, the shooter in Highland Park, Florida. Okay, the kid that went into the high school that made famous all these crazy liberals that run around talking about grabbing guns, okay? He was known to people in the school. He was known in his family. There were all kinds of signals that this guy was mentally not healthy.
Again.
He was a mess. Now, would he not be the perfect candidate for a red flag law?
Yeah, he would have been. But
okay, so can you think we can figure out a way where he's the target or his type is the target and not you that are simply expressing your First Amendment and Second Amendment you know, rights?
Okay, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, Aaron, which I pretty much am all the time with you, but and I'm probably going to make some pro-gun people mad, but I think a red flag law could be done, but you know why I will never support one, Scott? For one simple reason. Democrats. Because those scumbags they'll turn that around and use it on law-abiding citizens like myself or anybody else. That is why I will never support one. Yes, I think it would have worked on the kid in Florida, but Democrats will abuse this law. There's not a single doubt in my mind about that. Not a doubt.
That's what we have to guard against. 100%.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah. I hear you. Jamie, appreciate the call. Thank you. You too. Take care. Joe in Nelson County, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's going to happen if they expand red flag laws. A lot more incidences like that occurred in Maryland. Somebody came to the door at 5 o'clock in the morning. The cops came to the door. He was falsely red flagged, and he came to the door with his gun, and they shot him to death. This happened in Australia 2,000 times after they outlawed guns. Do we want that to happen in America?
Well, wait a minute, though.
Flag laws.
We're not talking about outlawing guns in America. I have no doubt Jamie's 100% right. There are all kinds of Democrats licking their chops at what the president's saying right now, saying, finally, we can get our way on this. I'm saying step back from that a minute and say, do we agree... Someone that has been diagnosed as schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever, something that ultimately would mean they could be a harm to themselves or someone else. Do we agree that person should not have a firearm?
Well, I agree with Donald Trump. They should probably lock up the crazies. Crack down on the crazies. That way they give the mental health professionals the black eye they deserve because they're the ones falsely flagging these kids in the first place. I mean, they automatically label these kids as, vulnerable needs and all kinds of things when they're 8 years old already.
Yeah.
They evaluate the family and they just put a label on them and the family's under siege because of what the guy said before about the Democratic Party. They're the ones in on this business.
Well, I would argue, though, if you talk to any teacher, you talk to education, I mean, they are besieged right now with mental health issues in the classroom and individuals interrupting the education of others because of the issues they have at a level that's not happened in a long, long time. And so, there's a whole mental health crisis that I think we need to get our arms around as well. And I would rather they do that and draw the line appropriately because I hear you. There will be people that will try to use this for their own political motives.
Somebody father saying, not my kid, not my kid. There's the bottom line right there.
Well, parents are a big part of this. There's no doubt about that. I mean, and obviously, the Parkland case is a prime example of that. They were as much to blame as anybody in looking the other way in the situation that youngster was in. John on the road, Dale and Mandan and Hal in West Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ, and so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Brought to you by MyPillow today. MyPillow. Man alive. You don't get any better than that. Both the pillow and the sleep. And also the special we have right now. A two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 a pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT when you go there, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. By the way, I didn't say this yet, but I thought the president was flat out brilliant in that. I know we're concerned about how the red flag laws would be written or implemented or whatever, and I think there's a place to focus, make sure it's not the designs and desires of the left that shape that, but common sense, because I think most of us agree, if we know someone is in a condition where they'd harm themselves or others, they ought not have a gun. Or anything. I mean, they ought to be, you know, under medical care, watchful eye, whatever. But other than that, and bringing some clarity to that, I thought the president's remarks were unbelievable. The whole five-point plan that he went through, so I'd love to hear from you. I also want to know why you think this happens. In an interesting conversation on Facebook this weekend on that point of why, and rarely is it addressed, the real reason why this in the media conversations about all this. Kind of odd. Tell me what's on your mind. John on the road. Go ahead. You're next on What's On Your Mind. 2580550. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great. Hey, love that Doobie Brothers bumper music.
Thank you. I'm a product of the 80s.
I'm a product of the 70s, so I, you know, very, very much so. But, this is really a difficult issue because I'm kind of with Jamie in that, and those of us that are out there, I mean, it's like, you know, you put anti-something or stuff. You know, when you see these wackos on the Ninth Circuit and such, you just like, you know, I guess I'd be up for some sort of law that would relegate it to states to craft their own, that would, you know, maybe require the states, because, I mean, I don't want to be subject to, this is a really, really dangerous, it's an issue that could go rogue, like Jamie said. I'm with him on that. This is a real, of course, none of us want a crazy to have a gun, and we're all in agreement on that. But who is the arbiter of that? Who is the arbiter? And we've all seen these judges go completely rogue and go completely anti-constitution, and they end up maybe sometimes being overruled higher up. But in the meantime, you know, the little people get grilled here. I'm just really concerned at who is going to be the arbiter of who can have a gun and who can't. That really starts pushing the envelope, Scott.
Exactly. It's a red flag on how you go about coming up with a red flag law. I'm 100% with you. And I guess, it's one piece of the component. I think the president is wise to throw it out there and try and prompt a conversation and a bipartisan. He's sort of removed the ability for the left to use him as this boogeyman right now. They'll keep trying, but I think with anybody reasonable, they're going to say, gosh, look what he laid out there. Now, the devil's in the details. You got to get Congress to get it right. We're going to need to start talking to members of Congress right now so it doesn't go a direction we don't want it to go. But there's a lot of components in there, not just the red flag thing. I mean, his line about the internet radicalizing a disturbed mind. We have the ability, John, through artificial intelligence, to watch all this without watching it. In other words, basically have a computer watch it and talk about red flags. Red flag, whoa, look what this, you know, we got a match here. We better find out. And that's dangerous, too, in that something could be perceived differently. But, you know, there are tools we could use if it saves lives and can be used without impinging on anybody's legal, lawful rights. I'm 100% there. I think we have to at least pursue it. Hal in West Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, this weekend there were 51 people shot and 7 killed in Chicago, and that's not getting any kind of murmur at all, because it's a common event. You know, every weekend the numbers are pretty similar. And then you move on to this red flag business. We have a lot of veterans who were worried about suicide coming back and, you know, trying to deal with things on their own. And we have people who are coming back and trying to deal with PTS and going and seeing professional help. And all right away, those people are red flagged as, you know, being potential trouble. And all of a sudden, they're not able to get a firearm in this country anymore because they're trying to alleviate anything that could be a problem.
Yeah, it's happened with vets. You're absolutely right. It's something we 100% want protections against. I know vets that have had guns taken for an absolutely ridiculous reason, because somebody was overzealous. So you got to make the protocols pretty easy. Dale and Mandan is next up here. Rick in South Fargo, Jacob in Fargo, Glenn in Fargo. We're going to get you all in, talking about this all next hour, so don't go away, folks. Hang on.
This is Gerald Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sites in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And, Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy. Call Juven Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.